Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We spent some time this morning talking about the special session of the Virginia General Assembly that will come back to Richmond next Tuesday. And originally this was because, you know, we've had this pandemic. Businesses have been closed. The revenues are down. There's a real budget problem that has to be addressed. Some adjustments that need to be made. They could be, you know, pretty painful decisions that members of the legislature are going to have to get involved in. But now it appears that there's a creep that's taking place. We've got another set of agenda items that might even eclipse the pandemic issues, and they relate to law enforcement reform. Wow, okay. How is this going to impact police officers who are just trying to do their job and do it right? Maggie DeBoard is the chief of the police in Herndon, Virginia. She's the incoming president of the Association of Police Chiefs here in Virginia. And Chief, I'm glad to have you here this morning. What are you hearing about what may be introduced in the special session next week?
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
We have a whole list of items that they want to push through legislation, and part of our concern is how quickly they want to push these items through. The quicker you do things, obviously there's a lot of unintended consequences, and we want to make sure that any reform that's pushed through for policing is going to benefit us and not actually damage us.
Yeah, they respond, you know, the number one thing that seems to be on everybody's list is this qualified immunity issue, and the assertion is that police officers never have to answer for abuse because they go to court and they say qualified immunity, and the case law, I'm told, is lousy on this. It doesn't allow for the courts to say, hey, you've stepped out of line here. This is not reasonable. This is not responsible. And so bad cops get away with doing whatever they want to do. What is your say? Is that correct, or is there a way to navigate this without stomping on the ability of the police officers to work, without getting frivolous lawsuits that could bankrupt them personally?
And that's really what that's all about. It's not about protecting bad cops, because qualified immunity absolutely does not protect bad cops. You know, it does protect those frivolous lawsuits because officers have to make very difficult decisions in the course of performing their duties. And typically those happen in use of force type cases. But qualified immunity was strictly there just to protect the officer when they're making those split second decisions. But it does not protect them from reckless or criminal behavior in any way. So it really helps the jurisdictions be able to carry on their government duties while the officer's doing their job. But in no cases that I know does qualified immunity ever protect an officer who's done something incredibly reckless or criminal in any way.
Yeah, I mean, I can see an example. I mean, all you got to do is watch CSI one night, a rerun, and you see the police officer who confronts, I hate to use a TV show, but I will, a police officer who confronts someone who's accused of doing something wrong and says, hey, you're under arrest. They refuse. It's almost as if some Democrat legislators want it to end there. Okay, well, I said you were under arrest. You don't want to go, so I'll call a mental health professional, or, you know, I'll stop by your office tomorrow and see if you changed your mind. I mean, the only solution in that case, I think, is to put your hands on the person, which you which I would not be allowed to do as a civilian, I guess. But what's a cop supposed to do? Just walk away and say, well, they didn't want to come? I mean, that's a very practical daily interaction and issue for police officers. And we're about to make it the kind of thing that could cost the officer thousands of dollars in legal fees, maybe even more in a judgment.
Not to mention, they are now trying to also defelonize assaults on law enforcement.
Right.
So when you couple trying to eliminate qualified immunity and now making it a misdemeanor to target a police officer, you're putting a police officer who already has one of the most difficult jobs in the world and has to put hands on somebody by law to put them under arrest when you have uncooperative people. You've put that officer in an incredibly, incredibly stressful situation. And no amount of de-escalation or talking to people sometimes will be enough. There are people who simply will not cooperate, who may not have the mental fortitude to do that, or that just don't want to go to jail or go back to jail. And those officers put themselves at risk every day to protect the citizens in those scenarios. And between that and trying to, they also want to make search warrants only servable during daytime, where officers in that situation would have absolutely no ability to make an approach to a residence or a business to serve a search warrant, you know, with the cover of night. You put all those things together, they're actually making our job incredibly less safe than it is now. And officers are already being targeted at an unprecedented rate across the country.
Yeah. Why do you think this is? Especially, you know, it is a partisan thing. I don't know many Republicans who would defend bad behavior by police, but I also don't know many Republicans who would say, you know what, I'm going to go into the legislature and do things that clearly make the police officer, male, female, young or old, more vulnerable to physical harm and abuse. I just am puzzled why you think this has taken off and that. I just be blunt. I'm not going to drag you into the politics of it because you've got to negotiate with everybody.
But why? I think this is an overreaction to some very bad incidents that officers have been involved in and certainly have been prosecuted for and are about to be prosecuted for. Certainly, we don't dispute those horrible incidents that happened. Mm-hmm. And in every profession, you have bad actors. We've had bad cops. And the problem is, you know, part of our ability to get rid of those bad cops has been handcuffed as well, which is why we're pushing for a stronger decertification bill, stronger background checks and those things. We need those types of things in place. There's not a police chief in this state that doesn't want those things put in legislation so that we can make sure that we get the right cops coming in the door and we get rid of the wrong cops. But, you know, that's a big problem for us. So once we get those things done, but when you ask why is this happening, I think it's an overreaction to the smaller amount of incidents that we have. And, you know, the politicians, I think, want to do the right things in many respects, but they have the ear of people that say, well, I had that experience. What they don't have the ear of is all of the people that we have positive experiences with. And they so outweigh the bad ones, but they're focusing on those small bad ones. Yeah. And, yes, can we get better? Absolutely. We're going to strengthen what we can do. But we can't make it less safe for what we do in that process.
You think the criminals are getting the impression that they're in charge right now? I mean, do you see that or do you hear about that on the street that people are saying, hey, cop, go away. You can't do anything to me. It looks, again, I'm observing it based on television and what I see when I go downtown, and I'll be traveling to the convention, so I don't know what the attitude will be from the rabble-rousers who are always at those types of events. But I suspect that there's an emboldened attitude from a lot of people who think they don't have to obey the law or even listen to a cop anymore.
I think that we're clearly seeing that. You're also seeing cops, all across the country and throughout Virginia as well, that are standing down. They're just not being proactive. They're afraid to get involved in an incident. And the criminals know that. Crime is up just about everywhere. Violent crime is certainly up, and a lot of it also has to do with the amount of inmates are letting out for COVID. We've had some really bad incidents related to that as well. And when you put the criminal ahead of the community, then safety's going to sacrifice somewhere.
I mean, that's awful to hear. Thank you for what you're doing and for being willing to talk about it. And I wish you luck with the General Assembly next week. Hey, call me if you want to talk about anything that surprises you, or if you think you need some backup here, because I mean, personally, you can count on me. Maggie DeBoard is the chief of the police department in Herndon and the incoming president of the Virginia Association of Police Chiefs. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.